Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Marinette County Democrat hopes to become the next state senator in the Northwoods. In a press release, Wendy Klawitter of Wausaukee said she believes the voice of northern Wisconsin isn't adequately represented in Madison. In her campaign announcement, she said she believes in Medicaid expansion and called the legalization of marijuana long overdue. The 12th District Senate seat is currently held by Republican Tom Tiffany of Minocqua. He's currently running for Congress in a special election. The next Senate election will be held in the fall of 2020, whether or not Tiffany is still in that seat. Voters in the Lakeland Union School District will be asked in a few months to approve a $3.45 million school referendum on a recurring basis. The school board this week agreed to place the referendum question on the ballot for the February 18, 2020 election. Board member Barry Seidel said the $3.45 million request is structured in roughly thirds, about a third for special education, a third for facility maintenance, and another third for operations. The district's current tax rate is $1.82 per thousand of equalized valuation, or $182 on property valued at $100,000. The board plans to hold at least 4 public informational meetings on the proposal, as well as doing mailings and other outreach. For the 9th year in a row, Wisconsin's tourism industry is helping to collect new and gently used warm winter gear for those in need. Since the start of the Big Bundle Up campaign in 2011, Wisconsin residents, visitors, and businesses have donated more than 155,000 winter items to charities across the state. Each year, more than 65 sites, including Travel Wisconsin Welcome Centers, tourist information centers, businesses, and offices, are serving as drop-off sites through November 25th. One of those sites is the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce, where Director Lauren Sackett says they're collecting community offerings.
It's really easy. They can just drop off the materials here at the chamber. We run a tally for the Department of Tourism, so we can give them numbers that we've collected, and then we forward it on once the program's over.
Sackett says all types of warm winter clothes are accepted, including hats, mittens, scarves, and such. Rhinelander area donations will go to the monthly Warm for Winter pantry. In Boulder Junction, a box will be located at 5352 Park Street, Highway M, for donors to drop off clothing items. All items donated at that location will be given to the Boulder Junction food pantry. A complete list of locations is available at travelwisconsin.com. Wisconsin saw a slight increase in the number of uninsured children between 2016 and 2018, and according to a new report, the state is doing better than many, but could be doing more to keep kids covered. Mike Moen reports.
The research from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families found nationally 400,000 more children are going without health insurance, and mostly blames federal policies and funding cuts to the Affordable Care Act. Wisconsin was able to hold the line with an increase of only 1,000 more children uninsured, but William Park Sutherland with the nonprofit Kids Forward says it doesn't bode well if the economy slows down.
The sort of alarming factor about that is that stagnation, you know, happened during a period of economic growth and low unemployment where we would expect children to be gaining in health coverage.
The report says Wisconsin's overall rate of uninsured children at 3.8% is still well below the national average of 5.2%. The rate in the Midwest overall is 4.3%.
With archery deer season underway and firearm season coming up in late November, the Wisconsin DNR is reminding hunters to keep their deer carcasses out of the landscape. Dan Kroll says if they're infected with CWD, the disease can spread to other living deer.
Spread from contact with deer, and it also can be incorporated into the soil where it's been known to survive.
He says they've set up an online map showing landfills that will safely dispose of the carcass, along with the locations of CWD sample drop sites. This year's firearm deer season will run November 23rd through December 1st. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon. Look for skies to remain cloudy, and there is a chance of snow with the high temperature topping out right around 32 degrees. That chance of snow goes to 40%. Then tonight, 20% chance of snow, cloudy, low 24. Saturday, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Sunday, 40% chance of snow showers. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.